We will get to the latest episode of American Idiot in just a moment here. But as always, for those of you who listen by podcast, we need to thank our radio hosts who let us record the show live every Wednesday evening at 7 on Devil Radio 92.7, the Shaw 101.1 FM, and WAUK 540 AM. This podcast is posted on Saturdays wherever you subscribe, or you can get it through the Devil Radio app, or you can get it from our website, upnorthpodcast.com. We also have a video version up on the Facebook page of Kirk's Minocqua Brewing Company and also on YouTube. And you can find my daily work over at upnorthnewswi.com. You can sign up for our newsletter over there and check us out on social media too. And finally tonight, Kirk, I envision Bucky Badger calling up Mickey Mouse and having a talk about how Florida Governor DeSantis, what he's doing to Disney, might be a preview of what Republicans want to do to the University of Wisconsin system next year.
Yeah. So, you know, along with all the other news we had, you know, and it's no one is above the law is basically the theme. But also we talked about how nothing gets done in the Wisconsin state legislature, specifically because, and you know, the Republicans don't want to do anything and make Evers look bad. It's all, to me, it all goes down to education. You know, the more people that are able to critically read what's going on and understand the misinformation and the disinformation that's going on, the better. And once again, the Republicans are dissing our new UW chancellor, who was approved by 16 Board of Regents, and about half of them were appointed by a Republican governor, and the other half were appointed by a Democratic governor, and they unanimously approved her after a search, which should mean that everybody should be happy with that. But no, we got these kind of comments coming from Rebecca Clefish running for governor. The Board of Regents' decision to hire a woke radical like Dr. Mnuchin is infuriating. Our universities need to focus on building a strong economy and workforce, not force-feeding liberal ideology to Wisconsin students. Voss said he was disappointed in the Board of Regents' blatant partisan selection of Dr. Mnuchin as the next leader for UW-Madison. Eight of the regents were Republican nominees, Voss.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, because did you hear all of those keywords like radical liberal and woke?
Oh,
all
it was,
they do,
it was such
they
a just, bingo card. I mean,
totally. That's all they do, is they
was,
find anything.
They had vaccines, CRT was in there. I mean, it was just crazy.
And they did it with baby formula. I mean, when the baby formula shortage started, they came out with, up here in northeastern Wisconsin, they came out with a statement saying that this was Biden's fault, and Biden was trying to solve the problem. They were doing nothing to solve the problem. All they do is find an issue, and then they put a bunch of words on it and put it on conservative talk radio.
Well,
entertainment.
Because it masks that simple question that you should ask. Again, a lot of us like to knock on doors. If you have a Republican candidate or politician, they may knock on doors as well. Ask them this one simple question. What do you stand for? What are you for?
They don't have a platform, Pat. There's no platform.
Right. You're against wokeness. You're against socialism, which doesn't exist here. You're against, you know, force-feeding liberal ideology, which is just
here,
a way of
here
saying
we go, Pat.
Your little
here's,
darlings are in college now, you know?
Here's what I want to ask, Pat. It's like, if you're not, can you, I want to say, are you for people being smart?
Yeah. Well, Look, we've got, as our new co-host, I mean, Kristen, for those of you on the video who don't see the video feed, apparently graduated from 27 different colleges based on everything that's hanging on the wall behind
her. Her background, for those of you
are pro-education here.
Her background, for those of you that are listening on the radio, has got all her million doctors like diplomas. It's pretty intimidating, I'm not going to lie.
All of my volunteer diplomas are up there. I think my kindergarten swimming lesson is up there.
But that's what the question is. It's like if you're not for people getting education, if you're not for people learning history, learning math, learning literature, then what are you for? Because defunding public education, you know, like crapping all over the UW system, and crapping is okay to use on radio, Pat, it's like what are you for if you're not for educating your kids?
Total lack of vision.
Yep. And so again, we're looking for people who are standing for something, starting with kids that are educated, truly educated, not indoctrinated. Yes. With that, it's time for us to go. Thank you, Kirk. Thanks, Kristen. Welcome. And thanks to our guest, Officer Craig Carlson, and our friend, Sarah Yacoub. And thank you for joining us at the cabin. Come on back up north next week.